we are excited about the fact that joining us in the studio right now are a couple of young gentlemen who call themselves the Pines, and that, of course, is David Huckfeldt and Benson Ramsey. Welcome to you both.
Thank you very much.
Whoops, wait a minute, David. I got to get you. There you go. There you go.
Thank you very much.
Nice to have you. And I can't see David very well. We've done some mic switching around, so I'm just going to trust that that's really you there, Dave, and that you're the one that's talking. They're also joined by their drummer, JT Bates. JT doesn't have a mic, but it's nice to have him here as well. And we really are, first of all, to have you in concert tomorrow night, but especially to have you on the show tonight. You guys have been making, for artists that haven't been at least together and doing this all that long, you're making some pretty big waves in the music scene.
I guess so. We're just doing it.
Just doing what you do.
Out there, yeah. Just playing our songs and trying to play ball and record them and live our lives at the same time.
Now, last August, you released your third CD called Tremolo.
Tremolo.
And that follows up. Let's see, what is it? A Sparrow in the Bell, that was your second one, and then I think a self-titled CD, the first one. The last two on Red House Records. Red House, obviously, particularly in this area, is all over the country, extremely well-known label. How did you happen to come to start working with them?
Oh, well, I mean, I guess, we moved from Arizona up to the Twin Cities maybe 6 years ago or so, and playing the Cedar Cultural Center and shows around town, got to know some of those folks at Red House, and in our minds it was a perfect fit. When they approached us, asked us if we wanted to record for them, we said absolutely. Their reputation is fabulous, and their roster includes many artists that we admire greatly, and then not to mention in this tough music business climate, they operate with a lot of integrity.
Yes.
And a great deal of artist support, so we're very thankful to have them in our corner.
Well known for that. And I think that it says a lot for Red House, but it says a lot for you guys too, because I don't think they just decide to take anybody on.
Well, maybe they do, since they sound nice. I don't know.
Now, it's an interesting story, I think. Both of you were from Iowa, but did not know each other until you met in Arizona. Were you both down there just playing, or what were you doing down there, Benson?
Well, it's a good question. was growing up in Iowa City, and then was kind of, suffocating a little bit and just trying to find a voice and whatnot. And a good friend of mine said, you should go to Tucson, Arizona, and whatever. And I didn't ask too many questions. I just said, why not? I was at a place where I could do that and, dropped out of school, and I went out there and in search. And I ran into David not there long after, and I was just having some trouble getting my feet off the ground, and I had to hawk my amplifier, my guitar stuff. So anyway, David's like, I gotta just show up in Phoenix and at a blues club, and you wanna come play? And I said, absolutely. And I borrowed somebody's amp, and I made enough money, and I bought my amp back. And we just kind of were going there.
Yeah.
So it's been pretty much stardom for you right from the start then.
Pretty much.
Stratospheric career, yeah.
Yeah, well, we just kind of didn't try to question it too much, and just kind of, we started playing that regular show in Phoenix.
Uh-huh.
There's not too much out there. That's so we played this show in Phoenix, and it was basically like an airport bar. And so it was just people there from, corporate events and whatnot. So it was like playing for ghosts. Someone would come up and be like, yeah, I love your show, or I hated your show. And be like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, thanks.
Never see you again. Anyway, we just played up there and played, and we'd play. They'd be like, you can take a break. No, we just keep playing. We just kept playing these songs, and I mean, they were just probably pretty bad, but we were just playing all these blues songs just for hours and hours and hours and hours and making money, and then we just kind of what do we need to do?
This is kind of a testament to our common background, because I think we met in on the streets of Tucson on a Tuesday, and we played together on Thursday.
Oh, my gosh.
So we had a pool of songs that was like, well, we didn't actually have a pool of songs. We had some vague ideas and some sense of Delta and Chicago blues, and there was eventually a couple originals started sneaking in there, and then a lot of originals started sneaking in there.
And I was going to ask you, how much of your stuff that you do, and I know that, you know, I read someplace that, and I mentioned this to Matthew earlier on the show, is that someplace I read that you're indie folk. Well, to my mind, folk is, that's repetitive, but you do. You incorporate a lot of different kinds of music. It's very difficult, I think, to label what you do, which is kind of the way it is with a lot of the Red House artists. How much of the stuff that you do, Dave, is original?
Well, I mean, we don't shy away from admitting that we're influenced by a lot of early American folk and blues music.
Uh-huh.
But I think most of what we do is original, because even when we take old songs like The Cuckoo or Red Apple Juice or some old public domain songs, we end up changing them quite a bit in our arrangements.
I apologize. I didn't mean, how much of the stuff that you've written yourself in your show, you know, when you do a show like tomorrow night, how much will be what you've written and how much will be that you're...
Well, it'll probably be about 90% our stuff.
Really?
You know? Yeah, usually we do mostly our songs. I mean, with a couple of audibles thrown in there, here and there. But.
Well, let's, we don't want to, the reason we want to have you here is to hear your music and let others hear your music so they'll know what they're in for, what a treat they're in for tomorrow night. So what do you want to kick it off with?
We're going to try this song called Light Under the Door off of that Sparrows and the Bell record.
Yeah.
And we haven't done this in a while, but we just pulled into town and thought we'd pull this one out.
Okay. The Pines here on the Roadhouse.
It's a sin to be born, then death is forgiveness, I guess. But you will always be my friend, no matter where we go. I'm driving through the lightning and the snow, and There's the light under the door.
David Huckfeld and Benson Ramsey, The Pines, backed up by J.T. Bates, with Light Under the Door from their CD, Sparrows in the Bell, which was their last CD before the one that they just released, Tremolo. They will remind folks again they will be appearing tomorrow evening at the Airhead Center for the Arts at 7:30 with Bob Bingham and Gordon Thorne doing the opening it up. I want to talk a little bit about both your backgrounds. David, how did you first get into music, start doing music?
You know, I feel like I came to it kind of late, later in the game. I was living in Chicago, and I was enrolled at a theology school there, and that was not working out on about 12 different levels.
And anyway, that's probably a whole nother interview.
Yeah, probably it is. But anyway, you know, basically, I have an uncle who was a public radio station DJ at the time in Montana, and he started sending me music, gospel blues and blues and a lot of stuff that I hadn't heard before, and I was completely taken under the spell of, you know, how some of these guys expressed their, you know, express their personality and their character and even their spirituality through music. Because a lot of those blues guys were preachers as well. Uh-huh. So that was kind of my intro to playing. I mean, before that time, I always wanted to play. And I never really took the chance until that time, actually.
Now, so are you on the guitar self-taught? Or did you take lessons?
No, I took a couple of group things when I was just starting out. But mostly I just learned how to play the songs as I heard them on the records that I liked.
And then just went from there. Now, how do you wind up, how do you get from Chicago to Iowa?
Oh, you go to Denver?
Well, yeah, I know. Here we
Montana.
Go. Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
The direct route.
I mean, I'm from Iowa, you know, and so I don't know what I was thinking about Chicago, but there was a time period there where any new town sounded like a good idea
to
me. And that's how I ended up in Tucson and wound up meeting Ben, is because it sounded like a good place to try, you know.
Okay. And Ben, Ben Ramsey, how about you? What's your background in music?
Well, just sort of grew up around it.
Mm-hmm.
My grandpa was a guitar player. My dad is a guitar player, and so I just didn't think much of it.
Uh huh. Just started doing it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just fell into it, and everyone around in the house was a guitar player, and didn't know any better. I thought that's what everyone did.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
You could imagine my surprise when I got older and realized that, not everyone plays guitar.
I hope it's not too big a disappointment for you to know that I don't play the guitar.
I'm getting over it.
Okay, good. So now, what about writing? Dave mentioned that you write about 90% of the stuff that you do. How do you, I just find this fascinating. We've had a lot of musicians on the show, and to find out how they feel about the writing as opposed to their performing and so forth, and also the way that they write music. How do you approach it, Ben?
Well, I don't know. I guess really what it is just the world doesn't need any more songs. So I think it's just you as a person trying to communicate with your music or whatever your outlet is, and just sometimes there's not a song for it.
Okay.
So there's something that sort of aches and itches that you try to get at, and that's where the songs kind of come from. And it's a very kind of a weird spiritual thing, and I don't think anyone can really explain it. It's sort of supernatural. But I think that's at the heart of it. It's just, I mean, I don't sit down and really try them. It's just you're trying to get at something. Because okay. Otherwise, that's why we do a cover sometimes, because that song works just for that
sure.
certain thing.
Sure. And Dave, are you the same way? I mean, I know I've talked to people who almost approach it like, and this, who was I talking to? One of the guys that was up here for Unplugged this past year, who's a songwriter down in Nashville. And he literally, because that's his living, he makes his living writing songs mostly for other people. But he sits down every day and writes. And he says, it isn't always good.
Yeah, but, you know. I mean, I think there's many ways to approach it, and that's one of them, you know. But I agree with Ben in the sense that I think good songs and good songwriting comes from just stripping off your expectations of writing good songs, you know, and getting down to that place where you're sort of detached from how you understand this whole thing to work, you
yeah.
know. And there's a rawness there, and it's not easy to do, you know. People who say they can... I mean, you know, or to, you know, write a song every day, I'm sure it's true that some of them don't come out well because
yeah.
you're not always equipped.
Sure.
You're not always an open vessel, you know, for something to come through. But I think the only reason to write new songs is because you're tired of the old ones. So,
and when you guys write and then perform, that seems to me the most risky thing in the world, is to take something that you've written and then put it out there. Kind of try it out and see how people respond, or does it not make any difference how people respond?
Well, it does. I mean, that's why you're performing.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that's something that we're constantly, I think, getting better at, and it's not just for us. It's just we're trying to, you know, be a part of the community, and hopefully somewhere, you know, these songs are open-ended. They're not just for us.
Mm, okay.
So hopefully that someone else can live in there. And these songs are big enough.
Interesting.
So, but, yeah. I lost my...
It's all right.
I didn't want to get too far off the question.
That's all right, because what I was thinking about is, how about another song?
Cool. We'd love to.
Yeah.
We're going to do one off of Tremolo, off the new record.
Great.
Which my dear friend JT was a part of. And... this one's called Behind the Time. These are the days that send a shiver through the heart. Oh, my love, the sidewalk still leads. As the swan song plays its vital part, like a stone that goes on missing from the rain. Moon cycles never been for passersby. Oh, it's true, I never saw the future clear. Ceremony grounds are thawing dry, and I know the way to get there from here. The town crier and the torchbearer miss the sign. But I knew you when I saw you. Behind the time, the people's history of resistance to the fears, the pastures of plenty will never find their door. Justice withheld, there was held so dear, so that them that have
they can have a little more. When the clock strikes 12 on the little farm towns, and the wind, it blows the dust, oh, it's thick as thieves. The bough that breaks and the cradle that falls down in this old world that unto our children we will leave. Oh, I remember the night train down the line. Oh, it was running right on schedule. It was behind the time. Like I found you blessed by the flakes of snow into me extend. There's nothing I would take from who you are that wasn't given or wasn't there to mend. There is a touch and it can free kept in mind, oh yeah, to be done at once, right here, behind the
right here on the Roadhouse. That was great, guys. Great.
Thank you.
You know, and I'm looking at the clock and I'm thinking, people, I'm sure, find your music a lot more interesting than my conversation. So can we go right back into a tune and squeeze one more in before we're
absolutely
done here?
Yeah, you bet.
Flowers grow, oh, and we know how this goes. We've done this before, but now it feels new. Now that I'm with you, some see the Savior in the moon. I see a silhouette up in your room as I walk through the garden and gather stones to throw. Now I'm waiting on the midnight sun. I'm waiting on the midnight sun. It's a big city in a small world, and there's people everywhere running scared when I forgive you. Yeah, I forgive you now. Eyes of illusion, oh, life slips by with nowhere to run to. No reasons why, oh, but it will be alright. It's okay to get sad. And I'm waiting on the midnight sun. I'm waiting on the midnight sun. There's a blackbird nailed to the front door. Oh, I sacrifice the night bird to the midnight sun, and surely soon it will rise. And I'ma hold your hand as long as I can. I'm going down the road, song in my head, oh, and I know what I'm here to do. I'm a-waiting on the midnight sun. I'm a-waiting on the midnight sun.
Yeah, you bet.
Thank you.
Ben Ramsey and David Huckfeldt, they are the Pines. They were backed up by J.T. Bates. They're going to be appearing on stage tomorrow evening at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts, 7:30. We will be there.
Thank you guys so much
for coming in. Yeah, really appreciate it. If you come back up this way, please promise that you'll come back on the show again.
Thank you. The best radio station in the world.
Yeah, we love you guys. We listen to you guys all the time.
Great. Thank you.